You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the Kari Feinstein Style Lounge in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hey guys, we are live at the Kari Feinstein Style Lounge for the 2012 MTV Movie Awards, and we're here doing a special bonus after show recap for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I just want to quickly introduce our lovely panel here today. Starting to my left, I have Courtney Stewart.
Hello.
Adrian Vero.
And Adria Theoritis.
All right, so we're going to just dig right into it. We're all here. We're all huge, huge, major fans of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So we thought we'd do something special for you guys today and give you a nice bonus recap of everything that's been going on. We're going to talk about, you know, some of our best moments, some of our best characters. So let's just dig right in. All right, at this point, let's talk about highlights from this current season.
Where do we begin?
Where do we start?
There is just so much.
So much. First of all, this whole season is all about one housewife in particular, which is undeniable. It's Teresa.
Pretty much. Yep.
Teresa. So what are some of your favorite moments basically from this season regarding Teresa? Because there's just too many to count.
Teresa and Joe's relationship for one. Teresa and Joe Giudice, my favorite but not so favorite person on the show, because he's awful to her, awful to the kids, it seems like, in the way he swears at them, but he's hilarious. So their relationship to me, seeing that play out, is crazy.
More highlights, Courtney?
I would have to say that Gia is quickly becoming one of my favorite characters on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and her relationship with her mom and yelling at her mom and her dad, like,
yeah,
when she was telling Joe in the car about being with another woman,
Yeah.
And her whole talk about getting a bra and the tampon thing, and like, she's just knowing too much.
You're a cheater.
It's hilarious.
Well,
I love
her. You know,
her.
I got one thing to say about that, because that little girl is what we would call fresh, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know about y'all, but I know in a black household, that would not go down. She is back talking. She's got a big mouth. She's got an opinion about everything.
Yes.
Like, what would happen if that behavior went on in your house?
Oh, absolutely not. It would not occur at all. And the fact that she's acting like she's a 16-year-old, she's 11. And she knows about all these, the sex things, the tampons, the bra shopping.
Yes.
She just is so knowledgeable. And at 10, I didn't know any of that.
And trying to think, at 10, what grade are you in, like fourth grade?
And the temper tantrum that she threw with Caroline and Jacqueline, just
too much.
I guess we'll get to that. That was a hot mess.
Their whole entire family for this whole season has been my source of entertainment. Like, not only we mentioned Gia, Joe, what about Melania? The mouth on Melania is out of control.
Oh, my God.
Totally out of control.
Swinging in closets. Like, yeah. And what I love is that Teresa's always saying, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. When the hell are you going to wash your mouth out with soap? Because
She hugs her every time. She, consoles her every time she throws
a
temper tantrum.
Insane.
It's crazy. Well, that's definitely a big highlight. The children. Another one, it's an obvious one, are all the fights that Teresa's been getting in. The one that I really want to talk about right now is the fact that the season opened with Teresa going over to Caroline Manzo's house, and they were all talking about her cookbook from last season and all the funnies, you know, all
the
those funnies,
the ha-ha's.
It was just a joke. And, you know, obviously The Real Housewives, it's all over the place. It's in the tabloids. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's on Wendy Williams. It's everywhere. And I think what really resonated with me was the fact that she said that she apologized to the ladies, but her apology was via In Touch Weekly magazine.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys, I happen to watch Wendy Williams. I'm a huge fan. But Melissa Gorga and Kathy were on Wendy Williams. And basically Melissa said, I wish I didn't have to go to the ShopRite to get an apology. So, like, that was a big moment for me. Like, what'd you guys think about all that mess?
Right. I just think that when she was sitting with Caroline on the steps, it wasn't really an apology. It was just an excuse saying it was a joke.
Exactly.
Just because you talked in an interview doesn't mean that's a sincere apology. These are supposed to be your close friends that are like family. She always said that in the previous seasons. You know, to her brother, she was like, well, Caroline and Jacqueline are my family.
Yeah.
So she just kind of, what Caroline said, she's like, that conversation outside was pointless, but you know what? I'm not going to hold grudges. I'm just going to move on. Teresa just doesn't get it. It just doesn't seem
there's
that
a lot,
she understands.
Yeah. A lot.
She doesn't understand where other people come from.
Joe Gorga had the best analogy when he was talking to the football. And he's like, this is what it's like talking to Teresa. And then they flip over to them and they're like, your brother's like talking, and Melissa are like talking to a wall. So really, they both feel the same way. But from an outsider perspective, I see Teresa being the football.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're all, it's like they're running circles around each other. They're all like saying the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think the most interesting thing about this particular franchise of the Housewives is that like, and what I love so much about it is that because they're all family, like, this is
real
drama.
Yes.
This is real. This isn't, like, created things a Bravo has created. Let's make a party. You know, yeah,
make
exactly.
Them, like, meet each other.
Yeah, this is some real stuff. So it just makes me wonder, like, when the cameras are off, like, what's life really like?
Teresa is batshit crazy.
Like
insane.
Their
like,
family
she is
dynamic is not normal. It's fun. We think it's funny because it's on TV, but this is he really talks to her like this. He talks to his kids like that.
Right.
These kids have their language from their dad.
Exactly.
Right. Like, that's where like they get it from. And that's not okay.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see here. More highlights from this current season. Ashley. How can we forget about her?
She
finally
me out.
Gets the boot. Yeah, that girl pisses
she
me out.
Stresses
she
stresses me out.
She makes me so mad.
Like, she missed her flight? Like,
I mean, again.
She did it on purpose.
I hate to use the race thing again, but again, if she were a black family,
that would not fly.
That ish would not be going
not
down.
Be
That's
going
all I got
to
say.
I know. You can tell that they were getting completely fed up with it. I think I said this before, but from an outside perspective, you would look at the parents. If you've never seen the show, oh my gosh, these parents are so harsh. No, they did the right thing, in my opinion. How else were you going to get this girl to learn? And they had to be harsh with her, that tough love, and hopefully, we'll catch up later in the season to see how she's actually doing from that Vegas trip.
Word on the
really
street is she's
changed?
Not doing that
well. Oh, jeez.
Really? Because I believe, I don't know, who was it? Wasn't it, I think Caroline was on Watch What Happens Live maybe 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, she was.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But they asked, because they were talking about Ashley being blonde and how have things changed and all that, and she sort of giggled and like, well, she's back to being a beautiful brunette, but you know, other things never change.
But she still has her blonde mom.
She's not willing to change. You have to be willing
to
change.
Exactly.
You can't be forced to change. Like, your parents can only do so much. Like, she's a grown woman.
Yeah.
She needs to realize that what she's doing wrong is wrong. Yeah. What she's doing is wrong.
I actually think they got harsh with her way too late. Because she's, what, 21, 22 now or something?
I think she maybe just turned 21.
Like, but like
essentially when she was going
potty trained.
And I'm potty trained.
Yeah, like that. Like, you know, like she wasn't, they're starting way too late in life to teach her these lessons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
she's already stuck in her ways.
Jacqueline talked about how, I mean, obviously this has been going on for a long time, long before the cameras even were in their houses. So they should have definitely attacked that long ago. Because that girl is...
Ashley needs like
I don't know.
Ashley needs 1 minute of her time.
Yeah.
That's about it. She's just so frustrating to talk about.
But I actually didn't mind her blonde, by the way.
Yeah, same.
I kind of didn't mind
it. Am I the only one that didn't like it?
I actually liked it. But you could tell she got little lippy injections too.
That was kind of crazy. But I kind of thought it was.
It worked for her.
Does it need a change? I prefer her as a brunette, personally, but, you know, to each his own. All right, so on to more highlights. So we see a lot more of Rosie.
Yeah.
I love Rosie.
Susan, who's on our panel, Susan has a crush on Rosie, just FYI. But we see a lot more of her. She's talking. She was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
Do you think, like, her part's going to get bigger, like, within, like, the framework of the show and, like, their relationships? Because she kind of had a little moment with Teresa about all the fighting.
I just think she's a strong example of their core family. She's, you know, not really in the cameras and, kind of like how Jacqueline and Caroline and Joe and Melissa are. She's kind of just is a representation of their true core family.
Yeah.
And you just kind of see how she kind of keeps it real. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, everyone just needs to shut up and just listen to each other. And she just wants the fighting to end. She thinks it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She doesn't really feed into the drama. She just thinks it's bullshit.
Yeah.
She's the token funny one. I think we yeah. see that more and more. I think she comes out with when it was her babysitting the kids. I think everyone can say that that was one of their favorite scenes.
Right.
Like watching all the little like munchkins, yeah, yeah. Rugrats running uh-huh. around, and she's trying
in
to
the street.
Be there. Like
yeah.
Rosie
that.
To that was
in the street.
In
like,
the street.
Literally
like,
in the street. What the hell are you doing?
Rosie to the rescue. That's what that was.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
she doesn't
her.
Have kids, so you could see how the stress. She was like, oh my god, like these kids are terrors.
And she got her jug of wine.
Yeah.
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 I was with her
on that one. But you know, I'm really looking forward to the next episode because we dig into her sexuality a little
right.
bit, and
mm-hmm.
I think it gets a little sensitive. And it sounds like, you know, she's talking to her niece and nephew, Kathy's kids, just about why she is the way she is. Which I think at this day and age, I think that's still an interesting conversation. And maybe
yes.
it's because we live in New York, or New York, sorry, LA. I used to live in New York.
Yeah.
But maybe because we live here, you know, it's just such a common everyday mm-hmm. thing for us, you know, just the whole gay thing.
Yeah.
So it I don't know, just the clips that we saw, it just sounded like,
right.
you know,
and
she was really explaining why yeah. she is the way
and,
she is.
And more specifically for her character development in the show, she is the funny one. She is the kind of, like, even she said it, she's like, Teresa's not threatened by me. I'm, what'd she say? I have short hair. I'm bigger than her. Whatever it may be. So there isn't that, you're not going to get that, you know, one-on-one relationship competition.
Yeah.
So
right.
to bring up another side of her, a more serious side, will be interesting, I think, for the viewers to
yeah,
see.
For yeah, for sure.
All right. What are some other highlights? Another obvious one is Jacqueline and Teresa. Like, their relationship is kind of shifted
unraveling
and changed.
Before yes, our eyes.
Word, unraveling
yes.
before our eyes. And we saw that especially, like, with the reunion show
yes.
season 3, all that
mm-hmm.
drama with why she wasn't at the Jacqueline at the reunion. Where do we see that going?
I think it's very interesting, too, because we already know the ending. We know that they yeah. are not speaking, and she was not at the reunion.
Yeah.
So what we just are beginning to see is Jacqueline getting the, what did Caroline say, reaping the consequences of being friends with Teresa.
Right.
So you start to see that play out, and I think Jacqueline's such a lost soul when it comes to friend. Like, she kind of wants to have that fit in. She's naive. She's, you know, vulnerable.
She wants to be liked
she's
by
friends
everybody.
Yeah.
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 She wants to be liked by absolutely everyone. And I can't blame her for that, especially in that family.
Like, yeah.
And I think that Jacqueline's starting to disagree with the actions that Teresa's taking with her family.
Yeah.
And that's putting pressure on her. Like Melissa put it perfectly, Jacqueline, you know, sometimes feels the pressures of being Teresa's friend. And I think that she's just, it's hard for Jacqueline. She tries to get through to Teresa
yeah.
and talk to her. You know, maybe you should look at this side. Not everyone is always wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But then Teresa just kind of gets really defensive
yeah.
and thinks that, you know, Jacqueline's turning on her. So I think that that is what we're going to come to see. That it's just going to be a blowout.
I think she's starting to find her voice, too.
Mm-hmm. Jacqueline.
Yeah, I think at first she was just like, okay, I got to figure out my way and my role in this family, you know, and then she had her drama with her daughter. Now I think she's finding her voice and she's not afraid to just, you know, let it all out. I think we might have a special guest.
Actually, Deanna, we do. We have a special vendor.
Ah.
Please welcome them to the panel.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Woo!
Yeah.
Right over the hat.
Right over the hat.
Oh, that looks great with that.
Very
See, it's
stylish.
Easier for a guy. You don't have any hair to worry about.
hair.
Anything out of the way.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
You can put your mic a little closer.
A little closer.
A little closer?
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
There
got it.
We go. Yeah,
right.
Just a little Janet Jackson action.
Good?
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
So, tell the AfterBuzz fans... who you are.
Who I am.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from a store called Kin Los Angeles.
Okay.
And we're located on Sunset Boulevard mm-hmm. in Sunset Plaza.
Oh, very nice.
It's in
okay.
West Hollywood.
All right.
And
we're by Rosa Mexicana.
Yeah, we're okay. right across the street from Rosa Mexicana,
awesome.
Sort of near Mel's Diner.
Okay.
In West Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And we're a multi-brand store, so we carry a lot of clothing for men and women.
Nice.
And we have about 100 brands in our store, like Barbara Bowie, a lot of high-end lines like Acne.
Cool. So what's the hottest thing right now that like people are just rushing to your store to buy?
Well, a lot of people come to us for specialty items that you can't get anywhere in a lot of malls. So we're considered a specialties boutique
okay.
and a luxury store. So
nice.
Brands like Barbara Bowie, who have you know the same manufacturer as Chanel or Todd Lynn from the British Fashion.
That.
Oh yeah, you didn't know that. Okay.
And I worked
Learned
in fashion for 12
there
years.
You go.
I did not know
yeah.
that. Thank you.
So, but we also feature a lot of indie lines that are local to Hollywood and Los Angeles, lines like Again and Unif, you know, sort of mid-price point brands, you know, because not everybody afford a $2,500 pair of shoes.
You got that right.
But, true.
Yeah, so, I need to find the budget version. So what is budget in your store?
Well, yeah, we fit anyone's price range. So if you're looking for a luxury item, you can get that at our store. Or you could buy, an inexpensive pair of jeans at $100. So we have...
how $100 has become inexpensive for a pair of jeans now.
So we also have an online store if you wanted to check out what we carry.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
It's the name of our store, which is Kin Los Angeles.
Kin Los Angeles, everybody.
So kinlosangeles.com.
Okay.
That's our website. And we ship anywhere in the world.
Nice.
And we're offering free shipping right now, which is nice.
That's amazing.
And,
fantastic.
And we're doing this event today just to promote, to some of the celebrities here, some of the brands we carry and get the word out there. And,
now, is Kin a store that can be found in other cities across the country, or is it just a Los Angeles-based
store? We've been open since 2004.
Okay.
With our flagship.
Time. Yeah.
I mean, in this...
Eight years, especially in this market, in this economy, that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
So we're happy. We've been able to survive because we hit a niche market, and, we get the local people really supporting us. And we've done real well over the years, even during the rough times. But we are going to open some more stores over the next couple years. We're looking at a few locations in New York. And we will be opening another one soon in downtown LA as well.
Oh, amazing. So they can definitely find you online at www.kinlosangeles.com.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And you're offering free shipping for how long?
Well, we're going to offer free shipping over this month. And then we're going to run some promotions coming up, too. That you guys should definitely look
out
for.
Great, we'll stay tuned for sure.
Yeah. We'll check you out online.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'll get a picture with
Squeeze in.
Squeeze,
real quick.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, guys. So
love special guests.
Yes,
yeah.
We love special guests. Especially when it has anything to do with clothing and fashion and jewelry, because our Real Housewives, they're all about that.
Ooh, but, not in a good way sometimes.
Well, I know. We need to have a special segment just on the fashion.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to table that for another time. But now that we've kind of gone over all of our big highlights from the current season, I wanted to do something fun, Teresa, she's obviously the main focal point of the season, as we all know, and she has some interesting things to say or not mispronounce.
Can I have a question?
Oh, I love her mispronouncing.
I have a question.
Yeah,
I've watched The Housewives for all of the seasons.
Okay,
is Teresa's are her language skills disintegrating? Because I don't recall. She's always had some funny quirks with her accent, but I feel like this season, I'm not sure she speaks English.
No, she has her own language, for sure.
And
she's a little...
I don't feel like it has been that way always. I don't feel like it was a consistent thing. I feel like I noticed it in the past, but now I'm girlfriend, what did you just say?
I think it's always been that way. I just think we're noticing it more since she is such a pivotal part of this season. That's what I think. Because from the very beginning, and like I said, I lived in New York City for 12 years, so I'm used to the Jersey Staten Island thing. And the biggest thing that irks me is
use.
What are you doing? I'm like, that is not a word.
Yeah.
And everybody uses it,
Right.
Oh,
right. But there's that Jersey, New York accent, but then there's the Teresa-isms that have nothing to do with it. And I'm telling you, Jersey people, some people, they don't talk like that. She takes it to a whole nother level.
She is not
ingredients is not.
Ingredients.
I mean, here, let me read a couple of some interesting quotes from Teresa. She goes, instead of saying you're so stupid, I'm going to be the bigger person and say it behind your back on national TV instead.
What? Makes no sense.
What the hell? And that was Teresa to Caroline Manzo. let's see, another one. This one is funny, and this relates back to your favorite person, Gia, and the bra shopping thing. But basically, it's all about do tampons count? And I think we know what I'm talking about. let's see here. So when talking the birds and the bees with Gia, Teresa seems to think that a tampon is the same thing as a penis. And if you use one, that it means that your virginity is taken. What the hell is that?
That's old school. Like, she was growing up. That's what they told her.
She's like, we wear pads only.
Pads. And I love how little Gia
and she
just
was so
like,
serious about
wearing
it.
A tampon. Yeah. You know?
She was like, you know, it means that you had sex. Like, she was just like.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Although, now that I. Okay, that's TMI. Never mind. TMI. One of my favorites. Caroline is as Italian as the Olive Garden.
Ooh, ouch. That hurt me.
It was funny.
That was the funny.
It was like, ha, ha. That was Teresa quoting us, not us. We do not agree with that.
My goodness.
That's
how she thought it. She didn't think it was funny. Teresa's freaking crazy. We already know this.
Oh, God. Oh, and here's another good one. Some of my Jewish friends are all, I would have divorced him in a second. I'm like, yeah, what would that have done? That's a marriage is all about. That's what family's all about. We're going to get through this. Like, and I remember Andy Cohen actually brought that up, the whole, like, why did you bring up, you know, if you were Jewish? And, of course, Teresa's always having to backpedal to explain, you know, whatever ill comment she's made,
right.
You know.
And isn't it funny how they defend their husbands so much, but when it comes to their friends?
To the grave.
Like, yeah. To the grave. Like, yeah. That is the Italian way, though, but
till
what are you going to do?
Is it? Like,
she said that
it is, yeah.
A way to keep her friends anonymous. That's why she said Jewish friends, but then you're still category, like, everyone's going to know who your Jewish friend, like, yeah. And still, like, it just... That made no sense, her counter-argument.
I could get it if she were Jewish, you know, because we can talk about our own, you know what I mean? But nobody else can talk about us, you know? But it just...
Not appropriate.
All right, moving on. Family feuds, and I'm not talking about the game show that's now hosted by Steve Harvey. I'm talking about the big blowout fights that have been, you know, a consistent feature for this season.
Can we please just go through? Ding, ding, ding. Round one.
I want to hold up a flag.
Okay, round one. I just want to know right off the bat if you guys are Team Melissa or Team Teresa, because that is a big, big topic of conversation. Just go down and just
okay.
Let's hear it.
All right. I am Team Melissa.
Oh!
Sorry, you have to say it,
and then say why, okay. And we'll go down.
Okay. I am Team Melissa because she is just, she's the sister-in-law. She's trying to keep the peace. She is, you know, trying to be a wife to her husband. She is trying to, you know, be a good sister-in-law. She's trying to keep the kids. Now, some would say that she's, like, bringing up a lot of juice and instigating things, but I feel like Teresa is just throwing her all this stuff, and she's just doing her best to, like, keep juggling it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm Team Melissa. I'm sorry.
Okay, and Courtney's cringing over here, so let's hear what Courtney has to say.
I'm actually in pain, as we discussed prior to the show beginning. I am sort of in the middle, not really thinking they both suck right now. I was Team Teresa all the way last season when we first met Melissa.
Okay.
And call me a mean girl or just a girl, but sometimes you get a vibe off a chick, and I know it's on television.
That's so funny.
And I don't know her, so I hope she's a wonderful person, and her kids are great, and they're cute, and everything's wonderful, but I get a vibe from her character on television that there is something not okay about her. So I understood going into it why, if she never did anything, why Teresa would have that "I don't like that bitch" kind of attitude. Not that it's okay, I just understand it. But then this season, Teresa just continues to be ridiculous and not speak English. So when she can't like give a legit argument, then it's hard to stay on her side because she's not giving any sort of
she can't
intelligently articulate anything.
Yeah.
But in addition, I do kind of I can kind of see like some of the stuff where she would say things about Melissa, and then if Joe says something to Melissa, like you know your sister and Melissa don't get along, like that's instigating stuff that shouldn't happen. So anyway. All that is to say that they both suck.
Your C-sign.
And right now, I am Team Richie.
That was not part of the equation.
I love Richie. I think he's amazing. And I think that
he has a very clear
perspective on all their crazy.
Right.
He thinks Teresa's crazy. And I think he likes Joe. But I don't think nobody likes Melissa for real. I think they like Joe. And so because they love Joe and they like him, they're going to deal with Melissa and she's fine. But I think Melissa's shady.
I think why I
is
am not...
Melissa's on display.
On display.
Vomit in my mouth.
I know.
In addition, why was her butt cheeks out at that part?
But in Melissa's defense, I know there's a lot of Melissa haters out there. But in her defense, I do view her as a good wife and a good mother. So that is why I sympathize with her, and especially her coming into the family, where Teresa's already got her claws out and ready to go. It's a jealousy thing with them. It comes down to that. They'll never admit it. Mm-hmm. With Melissa, I think that if Teresa accepted her with open arms, that I really believe that this could be avoided. But Teresa has this relationship with her brother that we all know is very serious.
Do we think it's inappropriate?
It's like
at some point,
it's just,
I think it was.
It's just.
I'm not gonna say it's.
I don't. It's not like it's incestual, obviously, or weird like that. But I think it's. Teresa's very protective and very territorial. That's a better
territorial,
word. Territorial
exactly.
of that. And I have a brother too. But I also know that life goes on. You're not little forever.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I am more on Melissa's side, because I see her trying, and that's what hurts me, or at least like it's frustrating for me to see that Teresa won't back down from that. So. Other than that, though, I mean, they both have their likable qualities and both their little whack qualities.
See, I think once you get married, like, that whole, role goes to your husband, you know? Like, I don't care who your brother, sister, cousin, whatever. Once you're married, like, your husband becomes
and
number one.
And they talked about that last season
as to why
Teresa caused friction between her brother and her husband, because she wasn't putting her husband before
like,
her brother.
Her husband should always
come 100%
first.
Team Melissa, because I think that she's genuine. I think that she has...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Genuine. And the way that she hasn't fought back the way that Teresa has, she wants Teresa and her brother to mend together. And she has tried really hard to get them to mend their relationship and, get along. So, and it's not, she hasn't just made it all about her and Teresa. She knows that there's a lot going on with Joe and she wants them to mend. And I think that she's, she was quiet for a while and hasn't been until recently that she's kind of fought back. So, that's why I've kind of moved into being Team Melissa.
Well, this is a good time to talk about the big fight that Teresa and Melissa had with each other at the solstice party. I'm Team Melissa when it comes to that fight, because at the end of the day, Teresa, goes and tells her brother, hey, I think your wife, if she met a richer guy, she would, move on and cheat on you. And for her to expect her brother to, keep her confidence over his wife was just a ridiculous expectation in my eyes. Like, what did you guys think about that? Since you're, Switzerland right now.
Neutral party.
I think that Teresa is stupid, which I've already said.
I think
she says stupid things all the time.
Yeah.
I think that is not something that would be like, I just can't see why it was necessary to tell his wife that. And maybe I'm wrong for that, but we already know Teresa doesn't like you and doesn't say good things about you. I don't think I think he should have confronted Teresa. Like, that's a horrible thing to say. Don't say that about
my wife.
And it should have been shut down there. It should have stayed between them, and it should have been, look, you can't talk to my wife like, talk about my wife like that to me. I don't believe that's the truth, and it sucks that you think that's the truth, but this is crap, and if you don't want to talk to me anymore, fine. Like, if you want to stop talking, fine. But going back and be like, guess what Teresa said? She said you would leave me for another man. You're a grown-ass man. That was your sister. Didn't need to. That only made it much worse and made more levels to it that didn't have to exist. He could have shut it down right there, been like, Teresa, you're on that bullshit as usual, and been done with it. Mm-hmm. And that's part of their problem. They're always going back and tit for tat. And they did the same thing last season. Like, that's why Melissa actually this season looks a little bit better, because she's not playing the game. Last season, she was playing the game. She was giving the cards, talking about your redone house and doing the little shady girly shit that causes problems.
Agreed.
So I just think that was a childish, stupid remark that Teresa made. He could have shut her down, and it never had to go back any further, because his wife already knows Teresa says
what about. But what about the beginning that set off the fight, which was basically Melissa said too much. That's what she did. She said the word jail. Now,
jail, big house, it all means
the same thing. But it matters to them.
It's going away.
It's going away, and it's all being secretive. But see, that comes down to, the loyalty to your husband and protecting him. But really, you're going to... But she was the one that brought it up. Like, Teresa said when he went away, and then Melissa kind of, So do you think that Melissa mentioning the jail thing was a jab, or was it strictly innocent?
I think she got a little balls.
I think she got a little balls too.
Yeah, he went to jail. She knows, because she isn't ignorant to the lives that they lead and the culture that they live in and the language. Like, there's no way she would not know that that was not the best way to say something if she. I don't know.
But it's still Teresa at the end of the day being overly dramatic and just focusing
on... It is
on,
very dramatic.
She focuses on, the minute, details. Like, just
because she can't. Yeah. You know, she can't get a whole sentence in. She got to find.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of dramatic things and drama, we're in this amazing gifting lounge here at the W Hotel for the MTV Movie Awards this weekend. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. There's all, I don't know, like blenders and clothing and nail polish. It's all kinds of stuff. And I just want to let the AfterBuzz viewers know that you can actually go online to Amazon.com and you can purchase a lot of these fantastic things that happen to be right in front of us. But what we're asking our AfterBuzz fans to do is to go on to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon affiliate banner and make all your purchases that way. So whether you want to buy clothing, you want to buy a magic bullet, you want to buy some Essie nail polish, we want you to go to AfterBuzzTV.com. Yes, nails.
Yeah, we all have colorful nails.
Yeah, we all have
colorful
nails.
Can we do a shot of this?
Yeah, so pretty.
But we're asking that you go, oh, and a dog. I think you can probably get that on Amazon.com too, maybe.
Sure.
We're asking you guys to actually click on the banner, make your purchases there, because what happens is AfterBuzzTV.com, we get lots of little kickbacks, and we're able to bring you fun shows like this live. We're able to bring you, you know, all of us fabulous hosts talking about your favorite shows. So just wanted to inform you guys of that. And also wanted to remind you to, you know, check in with us on iTunes and make your comments and tell your brother, your friend, your wife, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, get in on the conversation.
Get in on the conversation.
We read that stuff.
We read it.
It informs our discussion.
It's fantastic. So good, bad, or indifferent, we love hearing what you have to say. So please don't forget to do that. And now we're back onto our AfterBuzz bonus episode of The Real Housewives. I think we were talking about family feuds.
Yes, we were.
Okay, here's family feud.
Family feud.
A lot of family feud.
Well, here's another one that I want to talk about, and this one really disgusted me, and this was a recent one. Joe Giudice in the car with his wife, basically having something to say about everybody and basically telling Teresa, shut the F up. Yep. You're going to listen to me, and if you don't, you know, say this, that, and the other, I'll kick this person out. I'll kick that. I mean,
that was so abusive. But her and Joe hardly ever fight. She said that right after that.
Hardly ever fight. And what resonated with me is that if saying all this stuff on camera, what's going on at
home?
His
kids in the back.
Yeah. What is going... I don't think the kids were in the car at that point.
Yeah.
No. Were they in the car?
Gia was in the back.
No, it was just them two.
That was the same episode, I think, when they continued it into the bedroom when they were working out. And it continued. And I to piggyback off of what you said, I have some insults from the horse's mouth.
Please, let's read.
Joe's insults. And this is in... Us Weekly with
humiliated by her
with Teresa on the cover,
and we know it's true because it came from Us Weekly.
Exactly. So we have Joe Giudice. This is all Joe Giudice's words of encouragement and love. She looks like a butchy boy. That was about Rosie. The lovely little Rosie. I'm brother-in-law Joe Gorga. He is a little girl. His name is not Joe. It's Josephine.
That was actually kind of funny.
So funny. See, that's what I'm saying. Something's funny. Okay, ready. Former friend Caroline Manzo. She's actually kind of boring. And you can totally see him saying that. She's actually kind of boring. On Cousin, this is your man, Richie. He's got pebbles for nuts. He's got no nuts at all.
I love me some Richie. I like that one. On Sister Melissa,
the most important, you know, battle here. Horsey face? I think she was a horse in her past. Who cares about that tramp anyway? And the last one, which is so heartbreaking because Kathy is the sweetest.
So harmless.
Your friggin' idiot cousin looks like a frog.
I think she's one of the prettiest women on the
I love Kathy.
Actually.
She looks her age. She looks like a mom. And she just looks good, and she's so nice.
Yeah, I like Kathy a lot.
So that's just a little bit of Joe's, you know, loving words.
How you feeling about Joe Giudice, Courtney?
I mean, I have a...
Don't be Switzerland on this one.
I'm not Switzerland. I'm not Switzerland on Kathy either. I just started to like her this season.
Last season,
I was done.
Uh-huh.
But Joe, honey, it's one of those things. It's like you can't fight with stupid. Like, he's obviously stupid, so you can't... What am I going to say?
He's God, like, right? Didn't he say he's the next best thing to God?
And that's what's so funny, because he actually... I honestly think, like, he's just a, you know, a ball buster. Like, he's not... He's fairly harmless, but I think he's in such a miserable place in his life right now and feeling so inadequate. It's just coming way more than it needs to. Like, when all the guys came over to the house and he made them dinner and they were cracking jokes and they were like, it used to be fun to hang out with Joe, but now he kind of just talks about how he's the best at everything.
Yeah.
And he has to sit there. And I feel like that's just indicative of what's going on in his life right now and how everything's kind of fallen apart. So and one would say that when that happens, that shows your true colors. Maybe it does, or maybe it just shows a person backed in a corner.
You know, I think it's a really good point that you made, though, how his things are, he's so stupid almost that it's harmless. But I actually am starting to see with that episode of them fighting in the bedroom, him and Teresa, that he was like, this is all you need, baby, right here. And I think Teresa's so vulnerable herself, can't say that word at all, vulnerable herself.
Teresa
that
would
she,
be proud of you.
I know, look at, she's rubbing,
exactly
she's rubbing
she's
off
like,
on me.
I understand.
She's rubbing off on me, I'm scared. So I think that it's rubbing off on her, and I just think that she's just gonna, you know, take him seriously now. Mm-hmm. All those little jabs and everything, she's like starting to believe it and just gonna alienate both of them.
Yeah.
Lots of drums.
Two stupids together are never a good plan.
Right.
Like,
that's right.
Why they're hilarious. One stupid equals
so funny.
Eight stupid.
Right.
Let's see here. What other family feuds we got going on? Speaking of your love of Richie. So Kathy, you know, has a barbecue. Your heart. They call him the Lebanese
funny.
Jeff Goldblum. Do you know that?
Yeah. He looks like Jeff Goldblum.
He does.
Goldblum.
He looks just like him. Well, you know, they have their big party at the end of the summer, you know, for the kids. Graduation. And I love how Rich was like, hey, look, I told the kids not to invite any of their friends because I didn't want them to be embarrassed, unbeknownst to Kathy.
Exactly. Aww. And poor Kathy's like, where is everybody? I made all this great
She's
food.
Like, I made potato salad.
All that Rich wasted like, macaroni
sorry.
Salad.
Yeah.
Oh. It's funny how the kids listen to Richie, too.
I love
you know?
It.
I love
their
kids are so cute.
They're such great parents. At least what we see when it's edited, I think they're fantastic
And I think it
parents.
Stems from a good marriage because you can see that they're very loving with each other.
Yeah.
So I think the kids turned out, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it. They're
I
not
agree.
Like they're affectionate. They hold hands. They talk nice to each other.
Not
you know,
like
you don't see any of the other, you know, the behavior that Teresa's kids have. Do not show in the Wachilis.
In Teresa's defense, she has very small children.
Yeah.
So their kids are older and should be much more well behaved.
True.
That is not to say that her kids
Those
aren't a mess.
Kids are so
are
ill-behaved.
No. But it's one of those things, like, they're at the worst age for
How
behavior to begin with,
words?
And then there's so much mess going on
they
around
hear from
them.
Their parents.
They hear from the dad.
They hear from their parents.
You stupid
know?
Whore. How old is Melania?
You
like
hooker. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
You're not a cooker. You're a hooker. Classic
amazing.
Oh, all right. That brings me to, well, we actually kind of been talking about it. I the Real Housemen of New Jersey, you know. So we're always focused on the ladies and, you know, a little bit of the kids. But, you know, we've got the husbands. They've got a much more prominent part this season than ever.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the two Joes, Judice versus Gorga. We've got Albert, who we don't see a lot of Albert, but I feel like we've seen a little bit more of him this season because he's always working.
Right.
Especially as it relates to, and we haven't really spoken about this, Albert and Lauren.
Right.
Lauren's weight issues and, you know, how they're dogging her about that. We got Albie. We got Chris. Who's your favorite Real House man of the season? Do you have? Well, we already know
what
Jones
is.
Favorite man.
Oh, yeah. Rich.
Man,
it's really hard because they've all kind of, like, brought something different to the table so far. Every time Joe Judice is, like I said, comes on, I have this, like, weird liking towards him because he is hilarious. But like I said, I know, you know, I don't want people to think that I actually condone his behavior because that's not the way I feel. I don't think he's a good parent in that sense of how he, like, is a role model for his kids. But he's just absolutely, for TV purposes,
Great
oh, my God,
TV.
Come on now.
Yeah,
that guy comes on TV, and I just start laughing. Everything he says.
Yo, true.
So yeah, yo, Trey. I mean,
he always sounds all drunk.
Always sounds drunk. All he has, even just when he says "shut up" and whatever,
up,
which
Trey.
Are his two
up,
favorite
Trey.
Words. Yeah. Shut up, like it's just
Shut
funny.
Up.
And then he said, "talk so fast."
Shut up,
and the
Trey.
Rat, oh my God. Like he like talks to himself and he's like, "Where the rat?"
Oh, the rat when the rat ate through the tarp.
When
they went down to the shore.
Yeah. Oh my God, so funny.
Yeah. But yeah, so I would say that Joe Judice is entertaining to watch, but they definitely all. Are entertaining for me to see, and I like all the different, what they all bring to the table. The Manzo brothers crack me up. They're one-liners.
I love
their
them.
Interaction together.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah. Quick sidebar, really quickly, since we're talking about show. Do we think he's cheating?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
I believe it.
You think he's cheating?
I mean, think about how often she is gone, though. Seriously. I mean, she was just in L.A. for the weekend. I'm not sure if he accompanied her, but can you imagine with all the kids? I don't think that
he
actually does.
Really unhappy.
Yeah, he's, I wouldn't be surprised.
He's like a dude, like, his ego means a lot, and I feel like that's why he's been such a nut this season anyway. And you have no finances. Your wife is more successful than you. Like, I feel like that would that would really cause problems for him.
Right, and especially for a masculine guy like himself.
A very macho kind of guy. Right. I feel like he'd want a chick to be like, oh, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Even though I can't imagine.
But the thing is, Teresa does feel that way about him, I feel like,
does,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I think that she will never leave him.
Yeah.
But no, she's
not
strong enough. She's not strong enough to leave him.
You don't think so?
No.
I think she really loves him.
I think she's very nice. Me and Joe hardly ever fight. She thinks they are so happy. Yeah. She's delusional.
I don't know. All right, so who's your favorite house man?
I love Richie. I always say that when I'm watching the show. Like, I want a husband like Richie. I think he's amazing. If I had to choose someone else, I'll take Albie. I love him.
All right. I'm going to go completely off the grain from all of you guys, and I'm going to say I like Joel Gorga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he's got the dreamiest eyes.
And he's all about respect.
He's a nice little package. I think he loves his wife. Yeah, he would do anything for her. He built that studio in the house for her to, you know, perform her on display for her music. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I do.
No, he's definitely a catch.
Yeah, he is.
He's a catch.
He totally is.
And he wants things to work with Teresa. He's like, you know, the only really jab you see was the one from 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
When he.
Well, because, I mean, at some point,
you're going to crash.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to crash.
And he did.
He wasn't talking.
But he's all about respect and he's all about loyalty. And I think he has a good heart.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for the Real Housemen of New Jersey. Now, so this will be fun. We all love Real Housewives, Jersey, New York, Atlanta. And, of course, the one common thread with all of those shows are the fights, the knockdown, drag-out fights. So I want to hear, like, what are some of your favorite all-time Real Housewives fights? Ding, ding,
round
ding.
Two. Favorite Real Housewives fights?
Do you need a moment?
Oh, I need a moment. I'm like, wait, let me think.
All right.
What did I have? Let's see.
And now we're talking about all
franchises.
All franchises.
All
like, I have... quite a few.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, start us off, Deanna.
Right, I'll start you off. Well, okay, we'll start off with Jersey since we're talking about New Jersey, but the table flip with Danielle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic.
I don't know if we can say it here, but the whole prostitution. I love it. I love it.
Once it gets put on South Park, then you know it's real. Wasn't that?
It's it. Yes.
Yeah. So that happened. That was a classic moment in Real Housewives history.
That was amazing.
And then when the season after that, she was chasing at an event and Ashley
pulled
her hair out.
Pulling out her weave.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah.
Pulling the track out.
That's when I was actually liking Ashley. I really liked her at that point in time.
Standing up for her mom. Light and love. Light and love. Light and love. Remember that?
What else you got on there?
What else?
Different.
Let's see. Okay, New York. I love Real Housewives in New York City.
Yes.
The trip to Morocco, you know, Ramona and Jill, fight, you know,
and they were just like falling out on the bed. That was some middle aged dramatic
was like,
mess.
Ramona was so feeling those cries. Oh my God!
Did you know what?
Yeah, New York. I can't really comment on because I don't really follow it too much.
Oh well, another one. Okay, I think you can comment on this one.
Yeah.
The fight that Kelly Ben Simone, aka Airhead sometimes. Who's no longer
on Bethany,
this
she was beneath her.
I am here and you are here.
And Bethany was like, bitch.
Bethany's like, wait, I like Bethany. Look at me now. I have my own talk show. I have my skinny girl.
I know.
You got fired from the Housewives.
Oh, and not to mention, Bethany thinks that Teresa is copying everything that she's doing.
I'm sure.
With the cookbook and everything.
Of course.
She's had a lot of commentary about
it. But regardless, it's a business model. I'm not hating.
Yeah.
It is what you got to do. Because you can't be a real housewife forever.
No, and reality TV is a platform at this point. Come on now. You know that.
Yeah. Speaking of platforms really quickly, I want to talk to everybody about Gamefly.com. So if you are a fan of video games and all that fun stuff, Gamefly is to video games what Netflix is to movies.
Yes.
And there's a special promotion going on. You can get a free 15-day trial if you log on to Gamefly.com and you... put in AfterBuzz TV and you can check it out for 2 weeks. You can put your little credit card in, but then if you decide, hey, I don't want to pay for this anymore, you just take it out. But you get to try and sample lots of amazing video games and it's of no charge. You get to test it out. And do you guys like video games?
I can get down.
I can get down. I'm old school. I'm Miss Pac-Man. I'm Galaga.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Like Mario Kart stuff. Before the PlayStation got
But it's cool because you can actually rent them. You know, you don't have to buy them and never use them again. You rent them.
Exactly.
So it's a 15-day
free trial. That's what Gamefly is
all about.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
That's
cool.
Check out Gamefly.com.
/AfterBuzz TV. Oh, yeah.
All right, so back to our fights. So, wait, we just finished with the Kelly Bentham Open.
Let's get Atlanta.
Atlanta. Oh, Atlanta. Okay. NeNe, Sheree, and Kim flipping that wave. Woo! It's like, she was like, oh!
I did her wig. I didn't pull her wig. I just
tugged at it
a little bit.
You know? And then... oh, here's another great one, and we hear about this one all the time, but Sheree and the party planner, who gonna check me, boo?
That was the craziest.
love it.
Business people, what? Who does that? Like, anywhere, who does that?
Talk about best soundbite ever. Best soundbite, because that became a song.
Who
Jenny Poulios from, what was it, Jeff Lewis's show.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny will make up these songs, and that was one of her songs. Who go check me, boo? I mean, like, that was just it. That was another great fight. Had to love that.
Love those one-liners.
How about Beverly Hills?
Taylor?
Did you guys watch Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're right here, so you got to watch Beverly Hills. The dinner party. Camille Grammer's dinner party.
It's a sidekick.
So snide.
She was the worst. Who actually likes the sidekick? I wonder if anyone watched that episode and actually sympathized with her.
No,
I can't imagine who would sympathize with that woman.
She was the worst human being ever.
Yeah. She was out of line. It was just over the top. The nasty thing she was saying to Kyle. It was just too much.
Yeah.
I mean, that franchise has a lot of juiciness going on.
Yeah, they do.
They always do.
A lot of juiciness. I mean, another fight that came from that is this past season, they had the party. I forget who
at,
the party.
Game night.
The new
Dana.
Dana. Dana.
What's her name?
Dana.
Oh,
Dana.
Yeah. When they stole her crutches.
And then Kim comes out like, you slut pig.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, another example of how stupid, not really, well, kind of fighting with stupid. Dana's harmless stupid. Like, yeah. she's not malicious. But Kim is like, who even cares what Kim says? Like, that would never affect me. Because she's just stupid.
Well, only to find out, like, after the fact that Kim had a little, you know, booze problem.
Right, yeah.
A little drinking problem. So that was, you know, those are the things that we didn't know while watching it. But,
we knew.
Well, yeah, we knew.
We were confused. It was obvious Brandy was not lying. Like,
it was like Rosie. It's like, we know, but until you admit that you're actually gay, then we don't really know for sure.
They went back to that bathroom, I don't know how many times.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing?
They didn't even have a party.
So maybe the real issue was that she said she was a meth head, I think, and that it wasn't meth.
Right. It's not meth, it's alcohol.
Yeah,
it's exactly.
Pills. Get it right. It was wine.
Yeah.
And Xanax.
I'm going to throw down on myself.
Oh, I know, right? Kim's boyfriend was such a character on that show.
Well, first of all, he was an addict, too.
Oh, for sure.
Remember that part where they were getting ready for the party and she was, like, on the floor, like, picking up her stuff?
Two crackheads in a hotel.
Which, you know, we look at it and we get frustrated, we get annoyed, whatever, but, you know, it's sad to see. It's sad to see.
Oh, God. I think we have another
guest.
Yes, we do.
Love guests. Welcome, Whitehall,
coming to
the
join
panel.
Us.
Whitehall.
Yes.
Hello.
Come on in.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Got to get you all set up with those headphones.
Over the hat again. Perfect.
Over the hat. Perfect.
There you go.
Hi. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
So you are from Whitehall Rowing.
The Spirit Rowing Club. We have a rowing club in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Just down the way.
Nice. So I have a really big question to ask you. Well, our fans can't see it, but there is a huge boat in here. How did you guys get that in here?
You know what? We conned a couple people, including my son, that carried in this morning. They had to go through the hotel and up the staircase.
God, how heavy is that thing?
It doesn't weigh all that much. It weighs about maybe 150,
200
pounds.
Oh, so only 100.
It's bulky.
Oh, that's it. Okay, only 100 pounds.
Scary.
So I told you before, you know, black people don't know how to swim.
I know how to swim.
I don't
get into the real water. I get into the pools that are like five.
She dips. Yeah. So does your company, do you like take people out? Do you teach them how to,
we have a dock. It's on Mother's Beach in Marina Del Rey. Mm-hmm. We have a full of those boats for singles and doubles.
Okay.
And we provide instruction to everyone, but most people take them out on their own.
And just go.
They go for anywhere from an hour to 3 hours. They can go out into the ocean in them.
Ooh, that's fun.
It burns 800 calories
workout.
An hour.
I was going to say,
calories an hour?
800 calories an hour.
Wow.
And you exercise every major muscle group, and there's no impact. So it's
so it's completely low impact.
Very low impact.
So can the average Joe just come down and rent a boat and just go out in the water?
Everyone. Yeah, anyone. Wow. We have anywhere 10-year-old kids doing it and 85-year-old men doing it.
Yeah, is it year-round?
It's year-round.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Thanks to the California weather.
We're here talking about The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and somebody told me that you're a fan. Do you watch the show?
Well, I have watched it, yeah. I'm sheepishly admitting that. You know, of course,
it's a guilty pleasure for
all. It's a guilty pleasure for all of us. So who's your favorite character from the show? Do you have one?
You know, I think one that I used to really like left, Dina.
Dina Manzo.
Yeah. I liked her.
There's a rumor that she's coming back this season, though, so you got to keep watching.
Oh, she was great. And then I think just for pure entertainment, Teresa's probably
the best.
She's the most reliable.
Oh, yes. Entertainment value, for learning new words.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's hilarious.
That's fun. Do you think any of the housewives would ever go out on a boat and row it themselves?
I would love to have them out there. That would be great.
Right? Well, how about you plug it right now?
Teresa, we'd love to have you come be a member of our club. And Dina, all of you, please, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Hurry back.
So where can we find you? Where can we? Do you have a website?
It's WhiteHallDelRay.com.
WhiteHallDelRay.com. Okay.
And just dial or Google Marina Del Rey or Whitehall, and we'll come up.
Okay.
Great. Awesome. Perfect.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
today.
You very much.
Thank you for
really
stopping by.
It.
Maybe I'll learn how to swim.
And you have to come up.
Yeah, right?
Thank jacket. You.
Thank you.
Mm-mm, I'm too scared. All right, you guys.
He said the ocean. I don't know about all that.
On
that little bitty boat. I need a yacht.
She's like,
that.
I swim, but just the pool. We'll go.
You know what I'm
we'll make a trip out there.
Some waves and stuff. But when he said 800 calories, I was kind of like, okay, I might
that's
have to get on that.
That's actually really nice.
Go in my boat.
Wow. So let's see here. Have we gone through all of our, you know, top fights?
Top fights. I mean, I could name fights for days.
Right.
Like the christening. That was this.
Ooh, the christening. Like,
oh, that was physical.
Yeah. That was scary.
That was a very...
I think of all of them, that was the most upsetting.
That was.
Like, it's one thing when
and
the adults Adriana are like eating each other's faces
off. And the parents were
off.
There. It was very emotional seeing Joe speak with his father. He was like yelling. Like, you're my father. Like, it was very intense and very emotional.
And you know, when they whip out the Italian, it gets like,
ooh. And that was one of those moments. As much as I love this and I laugh and whatever, it felt like we weren't supposed to be there for this.
Yeah. The parents are so old. And you know, Teresa always references, you know, what about daddy? Like, daddy, she doesn't think he's going to be here for much longer. You know how hurtful it is for, you know, them to see Teresa and Joe fighting?
See it on national TV and know everybody. Like, that was pretty awful.
Yeah.
That was pretty awful.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Well, let's
That's
see
what
here.
Happens when you put your life on TV.
I know. Yeah. You know, at some point you're just like, well, do I feel sorry for him? And I'm like, you know what?
They
signed a deal. They're getting
They knew
a
what
check.
They're getting into. Exactly.
You know, at this point, you're at season four. So what is that? 3-4 years.
Yeah.
You know what to expect, you know, because look, I mean, they're like all over the place. Every week they're in a tabloid. You know,
right.
Something's being said. They're on TV. They're profiting from this, obviously.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Teresa's gone on. She's done cookbooks. She did The Apprentice. Dina Manzo has a show on HGTV.
Oh, wow.
Design My Party.
The boys. Design My Party. Yeah. The guys have the Blackwater.
Yeah. The Beale.
So they've all managed to, you know, Melissa, your favorite person.
Leverage off of it.
She, you know, she's got music. So they've all, you know, that's a smart thing to do. That's
right.
What Bethany did, you know.
Right.
Go in with a plan. Like, how am I going to leverage being on TV and, you know, at least get something out of the fact that I'm, like, selling my soul and I've got to put all my stuff out there. So.
You know what's really cool, though, about the... I mean, everyone from different seasons has their thing. Like, the Maluf Hoof, I hate to say it. I know. But, you know, Adrienne with her shoes from Beverly Hills. Lisa with her restaurants. Everyone uses this as a platform, which is something that they should do. You know what I mean?
You have to.
Otherwise.
You have to. You're foolish if you don't. You
know? Do we have another guest?
We do have another guest.
Okay.
We have Claudia Lee from Heart of Dixie. So please give her a nice round of applause.
Claudia, thanks for joining us. Just put it on. Yeah. If you put it over, you won't mess up your hair. Okay.
There we go.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing, Claudia?
I'm like highlights
right now.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Check one, two. So
you were on Heart of Dixie.
Yes, I am.
I've seen that show.
You have.
I have.
I like it.
It comes on after Gossip Girl.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It's a really fun show.
So what character do you play?
I play Magnolia Breland. She's the mischievous young girl in Bluebell. Uh-huh. She is Jamie King's younger sister, played by Jamie King. And she is Lemon's younger sister. She is trying to find herself. She butts heads with her sister. She has her eye on a lot of guys. And she's just a teenager having fun, trying to find herself and be mature.
Nice.
That's fun. Very fun.
So is this character for you, is it a departure from, like, your personality?
Or? It is. Okay. Because I listen to my parents. I follow the rules. I'm an all-age student.
Oh, you're so wow.
Yeah.
How old
yeah.
are you?
I'm actually soon to be 16 on June 20th.
Oh, my God.
And, she's just rebellious, and I think it's a great escape to play her. So when I go to set,
awesome.
I'm Magnolia, and then when I get off of work, I'm like, okay, back to Claudia.
Yeah. How long have you been acting?
I have been, my mom says I was a drama queen since day one.
Uh-huh.
But I've been in this business for about 2 years now, and I've always been acting ever since I was little.
Yeah.
And I started in community theater in my hometown in Indiana.
Oh, I'm from Ohio.
Hey. And when I was 13, I went to a camp in Vermont called Socapa, and I had an awesome roommate, and she kept on telling me that our dad owned the studio, and I was thinking an art gallery being 13 and young, and it was a working studio in New York where they filmed Gossip Girl and Sex in the City and all of those shows, and they introduced me to their family friends, and that's how my mom and dad and I, we drove out from Indiana here, and 3 months turned into 2 years.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's
all
really
right.
awesome.
Well, being
good
on TV, do you have any guilty television pleasures or things
I do.
Love?
I have a lot of guilty television pleasures. I would have to say Dance Moms. And,
Give me five on that.
I shouldn't be so proud of that, but, you know, sometimes when you just have a really busy day, you just need to vent and watch that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What about the Real Housewives franchise? Which one's
your favorite?
We're talking about Jersey, but hey.
I like Jersey.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of juicy drama in that
yes.
one.
Yes.
I mean, Atlanta.
We all love Atlanta.
We love Atlanta.
Yeah, we do. Those shows are hoot. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Those fights, when they get started, I'm just like,
scary,
I'm so glad I'm not there.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
But, like, you can't keep your eyes off it.
You can't.
Time.
It's like a train wreck.
And then you're like, I should change the channel. This isn't right. But then you just always go
but
back.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm going back there. I'm sure you don't have drama like that on the set of your show.
No. It is an awesome set to work on. Everyone gets along, the cast, the crew. We all get along so perfectly.
Wow.
It's like a family, and I'm actually so glad to see them soon. We're going to start filming in July again, and I represent my Heart of Dixie family 24/7. I actually have Rachel's Shoemint shoes on right now.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. So we have a great set, great cast and crew.
Yeah.
It's really like my second family.
Oh, well, thanks so much. Why don't you tell everybody where we can find you, what time, what network?
You guys can definitely find me on Twitter. I love talking to all of my fans. It's at Claudia Lee Live. My Facebook is the same name, at Claudia Lee Live as well.
Okay.
And the show is, it was on Monday nights at 9. It still is.
Okay.
But we're going to be changed to Tuesday, and I'm not sure about the time yet.
You already had your season finale, right?
We already had the season finale, but all of the reruns are still airing, so Monday nights
up.
At 9. Yes.
Got
check it out.
Nice.
Right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Fun.
Thanks,
Claudia.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Keep watching. Aw, thank you. Wow. So we love special guests. Claudia Lee from Heart of Dixie. Cute show on the CW.
Yes,
I've seen it a couple times. Y'all seen that
I've
show?
I've seen it a few times.
Yeah, I have
very
too.
Nice, very nice.
This
I
has
like
been so
things.
Much fun, you guys.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
MTV Movie Awards.
I just want to keep talking.
I know. There's so much more we can talk about.
Do you guys have any, like, favorites that you want, you know, to win for the awards on Sunday? Like, any?
Oh, man.
You want to see?
So
I know
many.
What I'm looking forward to.
What are you looking forward to, Diana?
I'm looking forward to Russell Brand.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
You love
him?
Russell Brand. Yes, I love Russell Brand. Yes. How about you guys?
Do you want to see him post Katy Perry?
I just think he's so cute.
I cannot see that. He's just real.
Yeah, he got a new swag on him when
what?
He tried it with Katy.
Yeah, right?
He used to annoy me, but then he got with Katy, and I was kind of like, okay, you got a little something going on.
If you've ever looked at his face, he's got a gorgeous face.
I am so surprised by that.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yes, he looks learn something new every day. Yeah. Wow. And so, anything?
I want to see Kat Graham do the red carpet.
Oh, okay.
I hear she's doing some fashion correspondence. I think that'll be
interesting. Yeah, yeah. It'll be cool.
All right.
Let the whole thing play out.
That works.
See how it rolls.
See how it rolls. Nice. All right, guys. Well, this has been so much fun. Recapping our favorite moments, our biggest fights, our favorite characters, everything from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We can't wait to come back next week.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah, back in
episode.
Back in our studio, because right
in
now.
The studio. We're going to have Courtney come in too off and dish with us.
Exactly.
So,
we'll be our special guest.
Oh my God, did you see that?
Yeah, maybe you can call in or whatever. But yeah, but I've had so much fun. This is definitely a new experience, you know, being live, you know, for a big
here
show.
At the.
Here at the W Hotel here
Style
in Hollywood
Lounge.
At the Carrie Feinstein Style Lounge.
Yes.
So it's been amazing. It's been fun. And hopefully you guys will tune in to hear more for next week for a new episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And yep. I'll just go down the line. Where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Adria Theo.
You can find me at Adrian_Vero, the most boring Twitter name ever.
It's your name.
It's your name.
Oh, I've
my name was taken, which is why I can't have
really?
It.
Taken?
Yeah,
oh.
So you can find me at Stuart Starlet, Stewart.
Oh, I like that. Wow, and you can find me at GoToGirlTV.
Number two.
GoToGirlTV, and then you can also find me on my website at www.GoToGirlTV.com. And, of course, you can find all of us on Sunday.
Monday.
Another show.
Monday's
you can find
nine.
Us on Monday at 9 o'clock. You can tune into iTunes and also check us out on YouTube.
AfterBuzzTV.com.
Thanks so much, guys. We had so much fun being here live. This is a really fun thing to do. All right.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.